Music lives in and around Wilmington, where the Delaware Symphony Orchestra makes its home. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the ensemble is now presenting symphonic works and chamber music in various venues in and around the city.
Although it was named the Delaware Symphony Orchestra in 1971, it dates back to a group formed in 1906.
It was founded as an orchestra for the folks who worked for the DuPont Company, and it slowly kind of morphed into a professional orchestra.
David Amato is in his 11th season as music director of the ensemble, which weathered a financial crisis in 2012, then reemerged with a shorter season. This season, two orchestral concerts take place at Wilmington's Grand Opera House, one at the Tatnall School and one at Archmere Academy in Claymont. Four chamber concerts are at the Hotel DuPont.
We talk about people's instruments, but what we don't talk about enough is the fact that the room we play in is our shared instrument. So we need to learn to play the room. But I think that that challenge is far outweighed by the benefits of being out in the community.
Amato says, even in challenging times, classical music has a special role.
We are not entertainment. We are art. Entertainment is a pursuit which reinforces cultural boundaries. The arts are a pursuit which expand cultural boundaries. At a performance of great music, something often happens. There is a sense of kind of spiritual community between the musicians and the audience and amongst the audience themselves.
The Delaware Symphony Orchestra's recording Interchange with the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet was nominated for a Latin Grammy Award in 2010.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.